T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So something very cool I got to do, and we should have a video coming out. Yesterday, the field guys were repainting, I guess is the best way to put it, kind of the yard lines on the field. And I got to paint the one on the 10-yard line. It was harder than I thought. I learned a lot about it, but it was really cool. And I appreciate those guys giving me a chance to try that. I'll post that video in a little bit. But the topic du jour around the NFL is Roquan Smith, that he wants out of Chicago. And listen, the Commanders obviously need help at linebacker. They just signed somebody. They just drafted a guy. I think it will be that, the draft pick. 2 years ago, Ron Rivera, Jack Del Rio, Martin Mayhew used a first-round pick on a linebacker out of the University of Kentucky named Jamin Davis. I think that move will preclude them from making another move to go get Roquan. I would not hold my breath if I was a Washington fan. And yet, plenty of people, I'd say reasonably, want it to happen. I think the Rams have changed people's expectations of when a move should and shouldn't happen. We're kind of on standby. We're going to hear from Ron Rivera at any moment after a padded practice. Probably, if I had to guess, the last padded practice of the week before Saturday's preseason opener. But let's go to Will in Springfield. Will, you want Roquan?
Yeah. Yeah, JP. Because Landfield nailed it. Their linebacking core is terrible. You have a first-round pick. You don't even know what you have there other than an athlete. You know, and everybody else is just kind of a middling fill-in-the-blank guy. You know, and the team is coached by a former linebacker and a defense coordinator is a former linebacker. Maybe they think they can coach these guys up, but they haven't done it. Last year they lost so many games over the middle, just quarterbacks picking them apart right across the middle. So, yeah, go get Roquan. Do what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's been happening a long time. Thank you for the call, dude. You're not the only person that feels that way. I think practice just ended. I've been getting a bunch of questions about Kelvin Harmon. It's kind of funny. I think he just caught a touchdown pass from Sam Howell, who I've largely been impressed by Howell. I think our guy Lou in the metal shop is on the line. Lou, what up, man? How are you?
What's up, JP?
What's going on? How you doing, buddy? JP? You want Roquan?
Of course, man. It's obvious, man. It's a no-brainer. This team need a linebacker. I mean, if you're trying to win some games and trying to compete with the NFC East, you're going to need a linebacker. And I believe that guy in Chicago, if he wants out and he wants to come out here, you know, if you got to give up De'Ron Payne, you most likely going to lose at the end of the season. I mean, why not offer, you know, something that's, you know, Chicago willing to listen and give up De'Ron Payne and some picks or something. I mean, it's to me, I would jump on that. But I don't know how the Rams would, you know, they'd be doing all these moves, but yet we being all conservative.
Hell, the Rams might trade for him.
Like it. What was that?
I said the Rams might trade for him.
Exactly.
The way they roll.
We playing, right. So I don't understand it, but Ron seems like he's okay being a mediocre coach, and if he's trying to win a Super Bowl, man, you gotta, you know, go get these players just like the LA Rams doing. So, you know, stop being with.
Thank
with
you for
all
the call,
stuff,
Lou.
You got it, man. Have a good one, man.
You too, buddy. I hear that. I don't think maybe it is just kind of Ron's nature, honestly. But I think there's a reason they're not spending a ton of money, and I don't think it's Ron not wanting to. Maybe he's not the biggest free agent shopper anyway, but I think some of the reluctance to go heavy in the free agent market is more something we've seen. You know, it's funny, we were talking about this. We kind of skipped over Landon Collins when we were talking about the last big name signing. Even though Collins was, I don't think he was released, but the Giants said they weren't going to sign him. There is some kind of interesting background to all that, that Dan wanted Landon Collins, and because of Landon's commitment to – Landon loves Sean Taylor and was happy to talk about that at any moment. And I think – I've said this before. I think Landon was the last of the yacht picks because Dan and Bruce did their thing. They wined him and dined him. They took him wherever it is they like to go and rest in. I can't remember if it's a Capital Grill or a Morton's or whatever. They gave him the Sean Taylor jersey. Everybody remember that story? They gave him – there's not that many of them left game-worn Sean Taylor jerseys, and they gave one to Landon Collins. By and large, the situations where they have still paid up for guys are situations where they're pretty much competing against themselves. I know, go back to Josh Norman, the Saints really wanted him also. But, I mean, hell, even going back to Haynesworth, they were competing against themselves. So I think it's I don't know. I want to be unequivocally clear. In no way do I see them trading for Roquan Smith. It'd be great if I was wrong, because I think he would come in and really elevate this defense right away. But I don't see it happening, considering they just drafted a guy in the first round last year. And, you know, I don't want to shut the door on it, but I don't hold your breath would be my advice. Some interesting things I want to talk to folks about. James Smith Williams returned to practice today for the Commanders. That's who I expect to start in Chase Young's absence. He missed a bunch of time, though, and in the work I saw him get, he looked back. He was out there with the starters. I like what Casey Tuhill's been giving them in Smith Williams' absence. But I think JS Dub gives him a little more explosion at the line and sets that edge pretty well. So that's a good step. We're still waiting on Ron here. They're off the field. I'm kind of curious what's going on. This name always confuses me here, Jeff. Will you tell me the caller on line one's name, please?
Hyman.
Okay. Let's go to line one.
Hey, it's Hyman from Manassas. How you been, JP?
Oh, what's up, dude? It's Jaime from Manassas.
Hey, you know what I think? You have to do whatever you have to do to make your team better. I know we drafted a linebacker in the first round last year, but it's Ron Rivera's third year. Things are not looking great, to be honest with you. We have to see if we hit on the quarterback. But if you can put a middle linebacker like that on the field, they can masquerade some of the other deficiencies, and we can make this defense a top 10. I think that will help a lot, Carson Wentz. And I know I would like to know what you think about Jamin Davis. Do you think obviously has a lot of room to grow, but do you think he's the answer long term?
I'll answer that if you tell me how many cars you've sold this month over at Orsman Fairfax Toyota.
Four so far.
Well done. I don't know what they have in Jamin, honestly. I think they really want him to be an asset in pass coverage. And I think when they go to a run-heavy set, he isn't out there. Now, that's a sub-package. It's not something that's going to be a ton of snaps for this team. But the fact that they don't, at least so far from what they've shown, not what they've said. Let me be clear, because what Ron has said about Jamin is nothing but positive stuff. But what we see, when they go with this five-man defensive front, when there's like a run installation period, they're going with a five-man front with Fedarian Mathis in the middle, and a lot of times it's David Mayo on the field with Cole Holcomb. And to me, that ain't great. To use a first-round pick on a linebacker, that guy should be a three-down linebacker, period. That is my contention. I think Davis has obvious athleticism and ability. putting that all that together hasn't – he certainly hasn't put all that together. What I'm hoping for Davis is say he isn't a guy that plays 85% of your snaps. I'll tell you what, we'll get back to this. Let's go to the Commanders head coach, Ron Rivera, speaking now here in Ashburn.
And Warren Sapp being here, is that related
no,
to this at
this,
all?
This has been planned. You know, we know Warren came during OTAs and mini camps, and they had planned for him to come this week and continue to help work with our guys and you know, share some of his knowledge.
Will Ryan Kerrigan continue to assist in the near term as well?
Well, he'll continue to shadow like he's been doing. You know, Ryan came out here to kind of see what this was like. You know, he's truly interested in coaching, but for the most part, you know, he'll continue to do the shadowing that he's been doing.
As your history with the Mills family made this particularly difficult.
Very difficult. Very difficult. I've known Sam a long time, and he's a very good football coach, and I really appreciate everything he's done. You know, he helped us win a division our first year, and, you know, and just things got tough last year. But there's some things that, you know, I felt I wanted to change.
Different topic. J.D. McKissic, was he out there?
He was excused for today.
Okay.
Nothing serious.
When you make – how hard is it to make that decision at the start of the season – just to, you know, for continuity, et cetera.
Well, just the continuity thing is the only thing. But for the most part, though, Jeff has been here. Jeff has been coaching these guys. Coach Wieselmeyer's worked with our defensive end, so I'm not as concerned as you would if this was a cold cut.
And then when a situation like this, is this something that's building over time? Is there something that had been, whatever the thing is, or was it something that just happened?
As I said, this is something that as I've observed and just felt that this was what needed to be done.
Have you ever made a coaching change like that, like at this time?
Not at this time.
Just in terms of, I guess, today, Carson seemed to have one of his better days. What did you kind of see from him today?
Pretty much what we've seen. You know, he's getting more and more comfortable. He's developing a little bit more rapport with the receivers and the tight ends and the backs. And I think again, you know, we were in a padded practice where the offensive line can defend themselves for the most part, as opposed to some of the shelled practices that people observe. So I just thought it was a well timed out practice. I thought the timing between him and the receivers is getting better, and that I think is important.
What was your message to the players about the switch and what it would be like going forward?
Well, for the most part, it was just something that I felt had to be done.
Expectation-wise, as you set the tone and set the expectations for this year, is there the expectation that the defense will make big strides from last year?
I expect them to come out and play hard and play to their abilities.
What will Jeff add to that room as a coach?
Well, you know, obviously Jeff played the game. And so he's got a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge that he does share with the players, and he'll continue to share with the players. He's got tremendous enthusiasm, so he'll continue to be that guy for them.
What do you want to see from the D-line that you weren't seeing before that led to this?
Well, I just want to see them continue to grow and get better and get themselves ready for this season. No? Cool. Thanks, thank you, guys.
We'll have Coach Scandino available. Wow. That is a big one. Listen, I haven't been shy about my opinion with Sam Mills. I just tweeted out a story. You can follow it at JP Finley, NBCS, that I expected Sam Mills to go in January. I thought it was a necessary change for this coaching staff. I know and have reported that some of the D linemen didn't have the best relationship with Sam Mills, but I was told by a bunch of folks, Ron is too tight with Sam and the Mills family for this to happen. The fact that Ron Rivera allowed in that press conference that, yeah, this was incredibly difficult. This comes 3 days after, I think, something like that. Sam Mills' father was posthumously inducted into the Commanders Hall of Fame. I don't know how to say this. Like, I recognize that people think this is just a position coach. Maybe it's not that big of a deal. This is a big deal, folks. This is a really big deal. Ron Rivera has been steadfast in his commitment to his staff. They haven't made changes. This is a big change at a position where they have invested a ton. First-round picks. They just gave John Allen a huge contract. This is the defensive line. The defensive line is supposed to be the strength of this team. Obviously, it wasn't. And I think this is a move that highlights we're not going to put up with status quo anymore. And if guys aren't getting it done, we're going to make some changes. I think this puts a lot of pressure on other defensive coaches. I don't mean to sound – I'm not trying to go overboard here, but this is a big deal. This is Ron Rivera stepping out of kind of his comfort zone and firing one of his guys that came up with him from Carolina. This is a move I thought could happen back in January. To do this now, on August 9th, when you have a preseason game in 4 days, is a really big deal. And I think folks need to understand something must have happened here. Let's be real. And it's no coincidence. Listen, in the last couple weeks, we've seen Ryan Kerrigan out here a bunch. Now, he's probably not ready to take over as a defensive line coach, especially he's a pass rusher his whole career, not an interior guy. And, you know, sometimes you have one guy for the edge rushers, one guy for the interior guys. Warren Sapp was here during OTAs. Warren Sapp just happened to be here today. Jeff Zagina, hopefully I'm saying that right, is the new D-line coach. But it is interesting that you have – actually, Landfill, if they're streaming that, Jeff's talking now. Let's try to pull that up. Or if we need to go to break, maybe we pull that up on the other side. But that's going to be fascinating. He's not going to say anything. Break here. We're coming back with new Washington Commanders defensive line coach Jeff Zanina. Then I also want to talk about Ryan Kerrigan, Warren Sapp, what role they're going to have in all this. Big news out of Ashburn. Defensive line coach Sam Mills is out 3 days before the first preseason game. Don't go anywhere. Be Mitchell Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Major news out in Ashburn at Commanders training camp as Ron Rivera has fired defensive line coach Sam Mills III. This is a big deal, folks. This is a group that underperformed, and I've heard and reported for some time now that there were often disagreements in that team meeting room. You got a lot of alphas in there between John Allen, Daron Payne, Chase Young, Montez Sweat. This position group had a damn fist fight on the sidelines last year and a blowout loss to Dallas. They got rid of Matt Ioannidis, got rid of Tim Settle, drafted a new kid, Fedarian Mathis. But if you had to point to one thing, beyond all the whispers about the meeting rooms and the actual fist fight you saw on the sideline in a Sunday night nationally televised game, beyond all that, they didn't perform very well. They didn't generate enough pressure last year. They weren't good against the run. I think this decision was a fair one, no matter when it was made or how it was made. I have a story that I tweeted out from January calling for this move, that when a position coach isn't getting through to players, whoever's fault it is, the position coach has to go because the players are under contract. They're not going anywhere, especially when you have that many first-rounders, that many high, big-name players. I'm not surprised. I am certainly surprised by the timing. Ron Rivera announced that assistant defensive line coach Jeff Zanina is going to be moved up to the head defensive line coach. I also think it's worth pointing out that Ryan Kerrigan, team legend, and Warren Sapp, a Hall of Famer, have been at practice helping out. Warren Sapp has ties to Zanina. He has ties to Martin Mayhew. Phone lines are open. Tell me what you think here. Decision, I'm not surprised by. Timing, pretty damn weird. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. First, we hear from new D-line coach Jeff Zanina.
We just got to play hard, stay healthy. You know, that's the main thing, you know, for any team. You know, we're going to, you know, keep working on our craft every day, trying to stop mistakes and be faster.
Just having been in that room together with Sam, is it difficult personally to kind of move on and part ways there?
Yes, it always is. As a player and as a coach, you know, either you get fired or you get traded or whatever, on both levels, it's always hard. Because he is a friend. He always will be a friend. I've known him almost his whole life because I played with his dad. So it is hard, you know. But also, I have a job to do as he had a job to do, and it's got to keep moving forward.
What will it take for the D-line to, like, take that big next step this season, you think?
Playing as a unit, playing hard every play, being accountable for our mistakes. You know, and gelling. We're gelling, you know. We are – I like where we're at right now in the room. We're not there yet, but we're getting closer and closer every day.
I guess you've been here, obviously, but do you have a message to the group? Do you address them and kind of say, hey, here's what we're going to be doing now? Or
no, we're business as usual, you know, and any message I have with them is going to stay with them and I. You know, I can tell you that right now. It's, you know, that's how I operate, and, you know, nothing's going to change.
Obviously, there's so much attention on the starters in particular. What do you kind of make of that group? What have you kind of seen from them in this camp?
I think we've taken, you know, through the spring and through what camp we've been through, I think they've taken great strides. They've developed. They're embracing the technique more and more every day, and they're buying into it, and they're performing at a very high level right now.
I know you say you're not going to change, but your role does change. So how do you adjust to that? Maybe, you know, being in charge versus being the assistant. What does change in that?
I don't know. I mean, like I said before, I've had my own room before. I've learned from my, you know, from that situation, and, you know, and Sam and I had a great working relationship, you know, and I think it's not going to change much. You know, it's just a matter of getting those guys ready for Sundays every week.
How does being an ex-player help you with, you know, your teaching and communicating with them?
I don't know. I mean, I've done it, yes. And, you know, I'm not saying that ex-players are good, you know, make the best coaches. You know, a coach is a coach at the end of the day, you know. So, personally for me, I can see things maybe a little bit faster. And then there's some spots I don't see things fast. You know, it is what it is. But I know what it takes to win, like any coach does. And that's the main goal, is getting a win.
Last one.
I imagine you've thought about elevating up through the ranks. Maybe this isn't the way you wanted it to go, but have you kind of sort of processed the idea that you are now the primary D-line coach?
Again, I woke up this morning, had no idea. I came out to practice. I'm the same person, like I said earlier. I'm not changing. So I don't look at it as anything. I look at it as an opportunity to get all these men a championship. That's the goal. Not going to change.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy. Woo! Lot going on here. Lot going on here. If you missed any of the news, pretty major. As far as a position coach firing goes, this one is kind of bizarre. This is not a normal time of year to make position coach changes on an NFL staff. If you've missed the news, Ron Rivera announced today that defensive line coach Sam Mills III is out. If that name sounds familiar to you, it's because his father, Sam Mills Jr., who was a hell of a linebacker for the Saints and the Panthers for a long time, just got posthumously inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame like 3 days ago, on Saturday, I believe. This is a major step. I tweeted something out. You can go back and find the article from January. I think this should have happened then. I talked to enough players and coaches and people around the league. People around the league would say that defensive front has way too much talent to be underperforming. And they would ask me, what's going on there? I would dig around, and I don't believe the players got along great with Sam Mills. The fact that this decision comes down on August 9th, when you've had Ryan Kerrigan back around the facility, you've had Warren Sapp around the facility, I don't think people should be surprised about this. The timing is odd, but I mean this sincerely, and I'm not trying to throw dirt on anybody, but I think this is a positive step for the team. I really do. I think you had some fairly significant disagreements by a group of alpha males being told what to do by somebody they weren't entirely sure they could trust or that was correct in the assessments. And you know what? This kind of puts the pressure on the players now. Hey, you guys didn't necessarily get along. Now's your chance to listen to somebody else. The players love – so Jeff Zanina is the new defensive line coach. You just heard him on the radio here. The players love him. They all call him Z. They are highly, highly fond of Coach Z. Now, it's Zanina that has the really tight relationship with Warren Sapp, and it's Zanina that's had Sapp out here helping them coach. Sapp was out here in OTAs and minicamp, and he was out here today. Whether there's a coincidence that this happened today, I don't know. Whether there's a coincidence that Ryan Kerrigan has been here since his retirement announcement, I don't know. I can't speak to any of beyond what Ron said officially, which was this is a really tough decision that I've been thinking about. So if I had to guess, this is probably something that's been going on for a while. If I notice it and I know of it and others do, you sure as hell got to figure the coaching staff knows of it and the players know of it. This – I do believe they got better here. Sam Mills was not a player favorite. I can tell you that much definitively. And I think this, in a lot of ways, is Ron kind of getting away from what he's done, where it's maybe it's his way or the highway, or he trusts his guys no matter what to make these changes and to institute these policies. And I think Ron is giving the players a win on this one. And I think – I don't think anybody's going to make a public show of this, but I think this will be very well received by many players on that defensive line. I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. I'm not going to say anything. I do know this. I know those players love Z, Coach Z as they call him. They've enjoyed Warren Sapp being out there. And just from a credential standpoint – you know, Zanina was in this league a long time. Warren Sapp is his boy. I mean, they have some gravitas to them when they tell players what to do at the point of attack or whatever it is. I mean, Jeff Zanina, this is absurd. He played in the NFL from 93 to 2009. Think about that. 93 to 2009. And it's not like he was a nobody. In his last year, he was 39 years old playing for the Texans. He had 2.5 sacks. He was a seventh rounder out of Purdue that just grinded to a long-ass NFL career. How about this? Cole Kmet's his nephew. I certainly didn't know that. Guys respect something like that. And I don't mean to begrudge Sam Mills the third at all, but he is not a guy that played in the league. And I think a lot of folks would guess that he's a guy that kind of got into the league because his father was a Hall of Famer. And sometimes all those things add up and can create some tension, some changes. This staff, too, these guys loved Jim Tomsula, who was here before the coaching change back in 2019. And I think there was some real resistance from, all right, Jim Tom's been telling us this forever. Now this new guy is telling us to change XYZ. We're going to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Major news out in Ashburn. The defensive line needs to be the strength of this defense, right? Well, they weren't last year. Ron Rivera today, August 9th, makes a major change to bring in, to oust his current defensive line coach, Sam Mills III, promote Jeff Zanina, and there may be more folks. I don't know. Warren Sapp's here. Brian Kerrigan's here a lot. There's been no official announcement of anything, but maybe those guys will be hanging out a lot more. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Keep up the great work, man. Like I said, man, you got all that prime real estate, man. You know something had to be wrong internally, man. You know, if these guys was dogs in college, man, and they get to the pros, it looked like there was almost everybody was playing zone on defense. But I'm glad they made the change. I'm glad Warren Sapp, you know, he could show them a lot of techniques, show them how to move off the ball. Like Ryan Kerrigan, he's just a sack machine. So I'm glad this, man, they can shake this place up a little bit, man, because you got too much talent on their front line, man. Each of them guys should at least have 8 sacks apiece this year. Keep up the great work, fella.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's do this. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Taking your calls, Ron Rivera has fired defensive line coach Sam Mills. That is a major shakeup for a defense that underperformed last season, and this is a big step for Ron. He's telling the world, we have much higher expectations this year. Everybody better be ready. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley taking your calls next. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Major news out of Ashburn, if you haven't heard it. The Commanders, Ron Rivera announced today the firing of defensive line coach Sam Mills. They have promoted assistant defensive line coach Jeff Zanina. Coach Z, as they call him, is very well liked by the D-line. I think they'll expect this to be a positive move. We open up the phone lines. Let's start with our guy Tony in Fairfax. What's your reaction to the move? Ron Rivera letting people know.
Hey,
time for serious business.
Hey, JP. I was actually just calling.
What's up, man?
Are we sure that this didn't happen prior to today? Like, it looked like Zanina was running the defensive line on Saturday. I was like, who is this guy? This guy was like solid muscle. We thought he was the strength and conditioning coach. Looked at it today. Looks like he's the new defensive line coach.
Well, it's kind of interesting you bring that up because I don't know but assume that Saturday Sam Mills was in Canton for his father's enshrinement into the Hall of Fame. Maybe that was in some part kind of an impetus here that the coaching staff or somebody realized, all right, this thing's running a little smoother with Z in charge rather than with Sam. Maybe players said something. We don't know the specifics, and if I had to guess, Ron will be extremely guarded about any information because he is really close with Sam Mills and the Mills family. And honestly, you can check the tape, dude. I talked about this move needing to be made in January. I wrote a story for it for NBC Sports Washington. I've tweeted it out. Go read it. I told you that this should happen, okay? But now that it's happened, I don't think it's particularly relevant why. I think the why is kind of obvious, honestly, if you need to know your why. Here's what I wrote back in January. I said then, let's see if I can find it. Back in January, I said, don't expect big-name coaching changes, but that doesn't mean there won't be changes. The biggest position to watch might be the defensive line. Sam Mills III has coached the Washington D-line for 2 seasons, and sources suggest he might not have the ear of the position group. This season, it was hard to look at Washington's D-line performance and suggest the group maximized their talent. The Burgundy and Gold has made significant investments along their front and needs the group to play demonstrably better in 2022 to get back on track. It's a group of alpha males with John Allen, Chase Young, Deron Payne, and others. And things clearly reached a boiling point during a loss in Dallas when the defensive linemen were swinging at each other on the sideline. This will be an interesting spot to watch. This was in January, and today, August 9th, this thing happens. It's hella timing on this. Let's go to our guy Vince in Akakeek on the MGM National Harbor.
What's up, JP?
Lines. What up, Benny?
So,
how you doing, bud? Vince, what do you think?
I'm good. The timing is weird, and I guess that's one of my gripes with Ron. But with that being said, I think the best time to stop eating boogers is once you realize you're eating boogers. You don't say, I got another fat juicy one, let me eat one more, and then I stop. So I'd rather be done now than, you know, and not be done and we go through another tumultuous season on the D-line. But I just need I want Ron to just grab his you know what, and just be more definitive in his decisions. He was thinking about it for a long time. Like, you know what needs to be done. Get it done. You knew Del Rio needed to be handled the way he needed to be handled. Be about that. Like, let's just be decisive about stuff. You waited too long to call a D-line out and chase out last year. Let's just be decisive and be the head coach about what we've been. Stop being wishy-washy about stuff and making yourself look fugazi.
You know what? That was a strong call, Vinny. I appreciate you, buddy. You referenced boogers and you used the word fugazi. You'll get nothing but compliments from me. I agree with the overall tone of the call there. Like, Ron has said repeatedly, this is the year. This is the third year. We need to make a jump. We have serious aspirations here. If you're going to do it and you got a coach that's not reaching the players, you're not going to get rid of all the players, man. So make the move that hopefully, ideally, will make it all start working. Let's go to my guy Richard is on line three. What's up, Richard?
What's up, JP? Man, it was great hanging with you yesterday.
Oh, for sure. What do you think about Sam Mills getting the boot?
Man, I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, in my mind, you got two options. You could either spend and get, you know, all-stars in here that don't really turn up, or like we got mid-grade talent, and you need coaches that can't flatline on both areas. And Ron's got to get to the point where, you know, he doesn't bail out his friends every time they mess up. Got to call them on the carpet. Either they're going to coach and get the job done, or you got to move on.
You know what, Richard? I agree with you, man. You want to take care of people, and you want to be loyal to people that are loyal to you. I understand all that. But at some point, this is a bottom-line business, man. And loyalty and all that can happen to a fault. I think the change needed to happen. Just look at the – one of the things I really tried to do during the Bruce Allen era out here in Ashburn was a lot of people allowed things to get personal, right? Like, because often personal things were said and done between media members and some of the powers that be. I didn't think it ever needed to get personal because – The production, the results, the numbers were all so bad, all you need to do was point out the damn numbers. Like, you got your career 100 games under 500, whatever it was during his tenure, right? With Sam Mills, I don't know that we need to explore too much whatever the personality flaws were between the D-line group and the head and the position coach, or if there was an incident or not an incident, who liked who, and he said, she said. And we don't need to make this 10th grade biology class where we're passing notes. The performance wasn't good enough. Rivera believes they're going to respond to Coach Z now. Coach Z may or may not be involving Warren Sapp and Ryan Kerrigan, which, if you're asking me, is only a positive step for the organization because you get a Hall of Famer, one of the best interior defensive players of all time. I mean, Aaron Donald has kind of changed that paradigm, changed that Mount Rushmore. But if you're telling me Warren Sapp's on the Mount Rushmore of interior defensive linemen, I that sounds right. I mean, in my lifetime, I would think of Sapp and Will Fork, obviously Donald. But getting Kerrigan back in the fold, who seems desperate to do it, who really wants to do it anyway, I think I think these are only positive steps for the players and for the organization. Ask Montez Sweat, ask Chase Young what RK means to them. Ask them about Coach Z, and they'll tell you how much they love them. Those are the guys you need to perform at a really high level. I want to check in with the Aquarium because we're going to move on to the AFC East next, and then we'll circle back to this. But, Lanfield, what's your reaction? This is pretty big news coming out of Ashburn, especially this late into the season. Like, I mean, they're 2 weeks into camp.
It's definitely weird timing. You would figure that you would do something like this in the offseason, or at least maybe after OTAs, but a couple weeks into training camp. That's certainly bizarre timing.
It is bizarre timing. What about Jeff Walker? I imagine he sees this as a home run.
Man, you trying to make it seem like I really got Ashburn syndrome. I'm just a realist. But
well, you do.
I agree with Lanfield. The timing is just horrible. And I don't think that was like something we needed, you know, especially with all the stuff going on in our organization right now. At this moment, it definitely should have been done earlier in the year.
So I can agree with part of that, Jeff. I agree it should have been done earlier. I called for it in January. But I do not agree that the timing is horrible, because if Ron did it, this is a dramatic, drastic move for Ron Rivera to get rid of one of his guys. If he's doing it now, 4 days before the preseason opener, it's because he recognizes it absolutely has to be done. And there's no other option. If there was another option, he would have taken it. And I think considering that, I'll defer. There's a lot of things you can pick faults with Ron Rivera. In-game strategy, time management strategy, player personnel decisions. There are a lot of things you can pick faults with. One thing that players and just people around the league will tell you, Ron knows his players. Ron is good at motivating and keeping his players connected to the team. These guys are, this is not an organization where the guys are just going to check out second half of the season. And I think if Ron recognizes something has to be done now, then it's imperative, and I think it's the right decision. Now, we'll keep the Commanders conversation going, but I want to check in. We've been so Commanders and NFC East heavy. There's a whole big world of football out there. Let's go check in with the AFC East, the Bills, the Pats, the Jets, and the Dolphins, who their star receiver claims to think they have the best quarterback in the game. Henry McKenna, Fox Sports, joins us next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.